Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. The time is 11:55 a.m., July 19th, 2016. Roll call, please.
Otto Hamilton?
Here.
Shannon Edwards?
Present.
John Lakeham?
Here.
Joe Tillman?
Here.
RJ Walker?
We have a quorum. Congressman Walker's not here. He's on his way. We also have a Speaker Mason in attendance. First item is prayer. Congressman Baker, will you say a prayer?
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day and ask you to be present here among us today and give us the knowledge and wisdom to make us have a good decision that's going to affect all of our members of our nation here and in the future generations. So, Father, I want to ask you to bless all those service members overseas and bring them home safe and to their families. And we begin this prayer. Give us all that knowledge and wisdom to make good decisions. He's saying, yes, Christ.
Next item is approval of minutes. Please approve the minutes from July 13th.
I have no more questions.
Oh, and the per diem, just for the record, on hers and
is for Oakland because they don't have a GSA rate for Petaluma, and Oakland's where they're flying into.
See, no more discussion, all in favor of the motion, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed, no.
We approve the travel authorization for Shannon Edwards to attend the Northern California meeting in Petaluma, California, in the amount of $850.
Motion made, do we have a second? Do we have a second? Councilman Tillman, any second discussion, Councilman Walker?
Just, do you have the funds available to?
No, but Congressman, Speaker, he's loaning me the rest of his funds, or loaning me the difference, I think I have $330.
$308.37.
I mentioned I would kill some of my travel money, since she's gonna attend.
I guess he's not loaning me to any of that.
Yeah, he's gonna give it back. So, and that's fine, I know I've donated some of my travel funds in the past. I just didn't think I'd address that, I thought we said.
Every time the board was, you get to the point.
What do you recall, Congressman Edwards, it seemed like we addressed it, and I knew we knew. I thought we were gonna commit to.
Very vital role, is that a call?
No, we started letting it happen, so I ended up with that.
And there was no rule change or anything?
I think so, I think we just commit her to France, and that's, and we started just doing that, and we can look it up, but I just recall us saying, if somebody else has some available funding.
The difference that trip to France was paid for by the French.
No, we didn't pay for any of it?
There is no rules that's determined, I think we need to look to our budget analyst to see if there's money available, and then we go from there.
I have a comment, I think, like, say someone is on travel, could we anybody in the Congress, and something, some emergency comes up, where they need some money, they could lose their wallet, they could be robbed, something, you know, they lose their credit card, their own personal, everything. So could that person then call here to the second speaker, I think he's having those things at the end of that time, and then have the second speaker and Congress have some kind of moving thing where that person can be held in that situation.
I've never heard of it.
We had Daniel call, we called Daniel, who was in second speaker, Daniel Boone, to help us with our room situation at the NCAI that time.
Right, we have a motion made, or a motion on the table in regards to approval of this travel. Any more discussion in regards to this? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
All those opposed? Travel is approved. Next item is payables, do we have any payables at this time? No, we don't have any payables at this time. Next item is the policy update, that was, I believe, tabled or postponed from the last meeting. Congressman Edwards, you are here in attendance today, before.
I did, and I handed out on Congressional Policy 1.05, under surplus property.
Is this what we're looking at?
Yes. That is the policy as proposed, and I have a couple of changes. Attached.
To write your motion down, except for the motion to be made.
We haven't adopted. What I was planning on doing was requesting these changes to be made in the policy manual and then moving to adopt the policy manual as a.
Yeah, that's fine. Is that fine with the committee to proceed like that?
This is the only thing I have left.
And this is under policy, I think?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay. So policy 1.05, as as drafted, I just have these changes. After formula, insert developed by the budget analyst, and that's at line 273. Line, sorry, 273, and then after approximate, strike market and insert surplus. So I will write that here. Page 273, insert after formula. By the budget analyst. And then after approximate, strike market and insert surplus.
Carson Walker.
I'm not familiar with surplus value. What's, somebody help me out.
Well, it's what the value is as surplus. Property.
And that's different than market value?
Ms. Walker, do you have an answer?
I don't necessarily have an answer. I just, for the sake of staff, and I'm maybe speaking out of turn because I'm obviously not the budget analyst, but when it says create, that the budget analyst is going to create the formula, I think that that needs to be a little more defined, because how are you going to determine what that formula is going to be, or what your comparison is going to be based on the value to the nation could be higher than surplus value to an individual. So I just feel like there needs to be a better definition as far as how you're going to determine that.
What's your suggestion?
I have no clue. I fear that if we have a vacant position at some point in time and we have to fill it, that we're going to have to determine that again. And I don't want to just be in limbo.
Well, I actually asked him to develop a formula, and he worked through, and he has a big old memo that we've seen for, a year? That he went through and did this whole analysis, and he's got it. So, I don't know, why are we making it so much harder than it has to be?
I actually would like to make it easier.
Help me, make it easier.
So, it does say in the first sentence there, B1B, surplus property may be offered for sale coordinated through the budget analyst. So it does empower the budget analyst, at least that we coordinate it through them. And I do worry a little bit about a formula developed by the budget analyst. If we're going to put that, I think after that it needs to say developed by the budget analyst and approved by congressional affairs.
That's fine.
Which determines approximate surplus value.
That's fine.
So I would move to amend the amendment and insert after analyst and approved by congressional affairs.
Got it.
Oh, maybe not. So. Okay, and to take that just a little bit further, on the next portion it says to be recorded as tribal income. So let's think about how that's going to take place. Are we going to write a check, or would a county just simply not take a certain percentage out of our paycheck? That way there's not an actual transaction being taken place. I think that would
write the check.
To the Osage Nation?
Yeah. That's what I did. I'll tell you this. I purchased part of my computer, and that's what I did. I wrote a check to the Osage Nation.
And accounting was like full perfect.
They were. Dropping in the general fund.
Mr. Potts?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To answer kind of where I just came back in, yes, that is I believe, a typical practice. If we were to receive a reimbursement check, we simply turn that over to the accountant. It's signed by the proper authorities. It's counted as income. It goes to the general treasury. That is a way to capture that income. As far as the valuation method, I do have a memo from 6/22/15 where I went through and did some basic analysis of a market price valuation method, straight line depreciation value, and a market valuation. And then on the final page of that document, there's a conclusion that combines a few of those and provides a straight line depreciation scale that is similar to an IRS depreciation scale. It scales down the value of the product by a certain percent each year. So, as far as determining surplus value, that is the formula that I would like to utilize. That just simply, you insert the purchase price, it reduces it by a percentage amount each year for the life of that product.
I think the important part of that, though, when it comes to a sitting member of Congress, at what point does either the member have the option, or at what point are they either in a position where you're either going to have to buy it or you don't get to use it anymore? I mean, I can see an excessive amount of equipment being held by one member of Congress, but if he had a computer and a backup, I mean, that seems reasonable to me.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe the proposed method is, or the proposed policy is a laptop and or iPad. For the life of that piece of equipment. And the life that I placed on it through this valuation scale is 5 years. It can be purchased at four, if that were to be the case, where any member who would be elected would have equipment purchased for them. It would serve the life of 4 years, or five, whatever the value is. At the end of that life of that piece of equipment, it's time for me to put it back in the budget for purchase of new equipment. Or the member has the option to purchase that equipment before it goes back to the purchase. So we are constantly in a cycle of keeping all of our equipment. So essentially, we'd be buying 6 new pieces of data processing equipment every 2 years.
So that's, in a roundabout way, saying at 4 years, you can either continue to use the computer that you have or equipment that you have, or you can, and you have the option to buy it at a determine the surplus value, and you also have the option to get a new piece of equipment. Or you can just get a new piece of equipment and give your old one back.
Yes.
But you don't have the ability to get a new one and also use the old one.
Well,
if you purchase
I mean, I suppose you could probably, if you still need to use the old one, you can still use the old one. I mean, I have.
Even if you don't buy it?
Well, at some point, you either have to turn it back in or buy it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. At what point is that?
Well, when you leave office.
Okay, well, that's why I'm having this discussion, because the way that was described, at 4 years, it either goes back to the nation as surplus property or you can buy it at surplus value.
Right.
So that's why we need to determine that.
Well, I think that there needs to be an option, which is you can continue to use it as long as you're in office.
I totally agree with that.
Because I have bills from 10 years ago on a different computer than there are here. And sometimes I go back and pull them up, but I didn't transfer everything from my old computer onto this computer. Where does it say that in here? It doesn't even say that in here, right? That's in his analysis. So he can when he comes and gets the formula approved, he can say, when we approve the formula, you can put that, 3 options, A, B, C. Well, when we approve the formula, that'll be clear, and you can add it to as an attachment to the policies and procedures. How's that?
It's fine with me, just so long as everybody understands and agrees. Maybe somebody disagrees with that.
Well, how can you disagree with 3 different options? I mean, what other options do they want, and why aren't they here?
I don't know, don't ask them, because I just said I tend to agree with it.
I think a year is probably a long enough, over a year is probably a long enough amount of time for somebody to weigh in if they needed to. Or wanted to. You have to get out of this boat.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, I have
a
motion. Yes, I made that motion. Now I'm making that motion and I included your language in it.
Please read the motion.
In the congressional policy and procedure handbook on page 9, line 273, insert after formula developed by the budget analyst and approved by the Congressional Affairs Committee, strike market and insert surplus market. Same page, line 270, or line 276, tribal income.
Strike branch and insert.
What's that?
Supposed to be strike market and insert surplus, not surplus market.
Actually, that's what I put, surplus market.
Okay.
I have and insert surplus market.
I can strike the word market. Strike the word market, I'm sorry.
And then down here you got.
Then strike branch, line 276, and insert tribal. My hell.
Does the, with the
Wait, does it say?
I know what you've put on there.
Let's have the motion read again.
Okay. In the Congressional Policies and Procedures Handbook, on page 9, line 273, insert after formula developed by the budget analyst and approved by the Congressional Affairs Committee. Same line, strike market and insert surplus. Page 9, line 276, strike branch and insert tribal income.
We have a motion made. Do we have a second?
You just said cannot.
It's what I got written on.
Just since she does have it on the amendment form, then I amend
to strike
okay. Income. Then say income.
Do we have a second?
Just a question.
The second.
Is that the same as general?
We have a motion. We're looking for a second to do your discussion.
Talk about the same as general.
That's a good point. You want to change it to the general fund?
Motion dies for lack of a second.
Eli, is it tribal fund or a general fund?
I'm looking at the excited
Reassert my motion.
Tribal income would be fine. Do we have another line item?
Technically, it would be accounted for as program income at this time.
No, that word program. Mm-mm. We aren't a program.
It would be counted as program income.
We don't.
We have another.
We count as program income.
And it's going to other.
I believe it would go into program income.
That's just, and that's program. What's the term?
It would be coded to our program account number, which is 004.
Mm-hmm. Right. Can you say something about keeping it easy as possible?
I believe just calling it tribal income would be acceptable.
Okay, completely.
Okay.
Okay, so now it says income.
Tribal revenue is defined in the law.
It is.
And it would be encompassing.
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you. I'm just looking at line 271. It says, in the case of.
I added that.
What is that word?
It's supposed to be, it says computer, but I'm going to strike that and insert data processing.
Data processing. So, if we're talking about when you bought this computer, whoever bought it a year ago, and it cost $500, in 4 years, what's that going to be worth? Mm-hmm. Really? It's already out of date, probably, because there's always something new. Right?
You know, yeah,
$500.
So, in 4 years, it's going to be worth what?
$100.
And that's the surplus value?
Determined by
this formula.
What do you think it
costs? I give it away.
Because
really, they're obsolete.
That's the point. You either buy it.
So you can keep using it, and then you can get a new one.
Yes. You can buy it, so you don't have to.
Who's going to want it?
Because I bought all
the individual who's been using it.
Right. That's the only person that's really going to.
And that's why we're doing this.
Yeah.
So establishing something that you're not just taking it away, but you're paying fair market value for it.
Well, that to me, it's market value, not surplus.
Right. And let's
Okay.
Okay, so let's.
Surplus means used, right?
Well, it is. That's why I changed, that's why I changed the word to surplus.
There is a potential safeguard this could do. In the case of somebody that doesn't get reelected or doesn't run, I think maybe if we don't have this, then if they were to just keep the equipment, then we wouldn't have anything in policy that were to say, well, you can have that equipment, but you have to buy it at surplus value. If not, a sitting member of Congress, I think they should have the ability to keep the obsolete piece of equipment that they've been using for 4 years. Now, if somebody's not reelected, they're like, ah, this is my computer. Like, well, not quite.
But that's why when you go through and you've got this formula, it's not, you know, if it costs $500 and it's 5 years old, by the time it's 5 years old and it costs $500, it's probably $50, $20. It, you know, pay the $50, take it with you. It's, you've torn it up, it's done. We don't have to worry about it.
Mr. Potts?
I was just going to say, in that memo, it does value a piece of equipment. If you purchased it for $500, at 4 years, the value that I have on it would be $91.91. So $91.91.
That is if you got a buyer.
Correct.
If you don't have a buyer, then where is it going?
Because it is wiped and returned to the nation as surplus property.
And then they've got, new piece of equipment. Then I tried to get a surplus bill passed one time, but they let everything sit over there forever, and then hopefully they have garage sale every now and then. But I tried to get a surplus, I'll reintroduce that surplus.
I just had a question the first and just left.
But we don't have any guidelines for that.
Okay, so can anybody help me understand or be for any clarification? If we pass this policy update as it's being proposed, what do we have as a member of Congress to get a new piece of equipment and continue to use our old one? Do we have to buy it, or can we continue to use it until we're no longer on the Congress? Can anybody answer that?
We don't have anything in writing either way right now, but when he gets this memo, he's going to do an attachment that has a formula, and he'll include that in the formula. It'll come back to Congress. We'll pass it as an attachment to the handbook, and then we'll have the policy here, and we'll have the attachment, and it'll all be good.
And you'll continue to use your old equipment, and so will I.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to use it all the time, but I'm certainly going to use it to go back and pull my old bills and everything.
I'm not talking about like continually using it. I'm talking about have it in your possession.
Yes. Jessica? Okay. Move to at page 9, line 271 of the policy manual, strike computer and insert data processing. Page 9, line 273, insert after formula, quote, developed by the budget analyst and approved by the Congressional Affairs Committee, close quote, strike market and insert surplus. Page 9, line 276, strike branch and insert tribal.
Second.
Second discussion. Seeing that, all in favor say yes?
Yes. Yes. Move to approve the modify the policies and procedure manual presented at the last, was there a date?
It was
13th.
Updated as of July 13th, as amended.
Do we have a second? Second, we're in discussion. I believe this includes the changes that Shanna and I made that were mostly grammatical and cleanup.
It does. And we had it, we presented last, and I asked that we postpone it until this meeting so that everyone would have an opportunity to go through it again and voice any concerns.
Any more discussion in regards to the motion?
Those changes.
Seeing that, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
All those opposed? Motion is approved. Congresswoman White.
I'd just like to put something out on your table for consideration. Congressman Walker was asking about policy that we had to go ahead and continue to keep that. If you're a member that has been over to Congress and you maintain your equipment that you've had and you have legally, I just might suggest that if we were ever to be audited by OFPR and we don't have anything in policy and procedure, that could possibly be a finding. Are you saying that this policy that budget analyst is going to come up with will address that you're going to insert into here? I'm just curious.
I know.
Because
it was alluded to some extent.
No, I felt like I was going to do that. I was going to suggest we do that, but maybe it does need to be. Maybe it does need to be another addition to the policy.
It does.
I will work on that.
Instead of having a material finding in any audit from OFPR that one member's holding four pieces of equipment that the nation's purchased, we need to at least realize or recognize in our policy that does or does not happen. That's all I'm saying. It needs to be there instead of that being a finding. You're making a mean face at me.
Right now, we don't have to.
So can I have my laptop and I want to be responsible? Mine's obsolete and I want to buy it for $5. Okay. That's what we're doing here.
That's to go through the forming system.
So it's going to be dealt with in a time.
So I can have zero back.
Okay.
That's mine.
All right. Mayor, go ahead. Congressman Edwards.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
My understanding from the policy is that I'm going to create a catalog of all of the equipment that we currently have. It's my understanding that with the inclusion of that policy that sets out a formula that is approved by CA, at the end of that lifetime of that piece of equipment, if it's not purchased by the member, it will be taken off our books because it is given back to the nation as surplus property.
Some ideas?
I believe that would suffice being accounted for in a material audit. And of course, if that piece of equipment is purchased, no longer is property of the nation. It would be repurchased, and that item would be put on the rotation.
Thank you.
I believe they are working on something. I should do that.
It's not necessary. I just wasn't
sure. Yes. So where's all the obsolete equipment now in the last 10 years?
There are currently stockpiles. There are a few iPads around.
We don't have very much surplus equipment here at this point in time. We've sent it to inventory. Some of the old computers were dispersed to, at the time, the Boys and Girls Clubs or the after school program. Some of them were sent to the police department. Some of them IT cap in case other entities within the nation. Their computers crashed and they needed to have a loaner until a new computer came in. So that's what we've done with our computers in the past.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I have a new section to legislative branch manual, page 9, 1.04, under legislative branch equipment, insert number 4. The sitting member of Congress may maintain all equipment assigned to him or her during tenure as a member, period. Upon departure, comma, all equipment must either be purchased or returned by the member.
Is that a motion?
Let me say it. Departure from Congress.
Just covers this in many ways, I guess.
We got a second discussion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor say yes?
Yes.
Right, motion is approved. Next item, are we through with the legislative or with the policy update? Okay, next item on the agenda is legislative budget. The budget analyst is here, Mr. Potts, to go over. I believe we have a handout. dated July 19th, sent in. Do you have a comment from the White House?
I don't. Thank you.
Speaker Mason, do you have a copy of the budget you want to talk about?
Today?
Yeah.
Did they say it?
And you want one, Shannon?
I'll share.
Is that like Potts?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Potts? Mr. Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In front of you, you'll see the budget with the amendments and everything that we discussed at the last Congressional Affairs Committee meeting. Just a very basic overview. We're free to look through each of those line items as you see fit. Very basic overview is an increase of $56,000. The majority of that comes from our benefits, employee benefits and taxes line item, and salary and wages line item. The other significant increase is in indirect cost, with another $4,900 in equipment acquisition. The major cause of increase.
Wait, say that last sentence again. The equipment cost?
$4,900 for equipment acquisition.
No, they said indirect cost.
Indirect cost is also increased.
Okay. But indirect, why is indirect cost increased?
Indirect cost is increased because you're jumping from 19% to 19.5%, and also because you have increases in salaries and wages and employee benefits and taxes. The major cause for increase in those two line items is related to what is titled in the budget support documentation as the Congress Benefit Plan and the health insurance costs. We're jumping from $7,884 per employee last year to $11,138.
What? Are you kidding me? What? Are you kidding me?
That is correct.
Uh-huh. Say those numbers again, please.
7,884 to $11,138 is what the employer side is contributing to the healthcare plan.
And is the chief, of course it's not up to the chief, but is he proposing, this is the, when did we get notice of this? A, and B, is he proposing anything different, like there's a higher employee or Congress member contribution?
Those questions I do not have answers to. I was notified of this through the controller and through obtaining the budget template that was utilized to create budgets throughout the nation.
Congressman Wall. Yeah.
Those are questions that we need to initiate through the chair and ask questions like that rather than have that discussion right now. That is a significant increase in our benefits, and we did just change insurance provider too, didn't we?
Not through anything that we did.
We did?
We're in the process of changing our insurance stuff, and open enrollment has changed from October to August, and effective date has changed from December to October 1st, and there are changes within the coverages as well.
I mean, that's 500 employees times $4,000, $3,500.
Mm-hmm. And what blows my mind is this is how we cooperate. We are the purse, and now we're being told through our budget analyst who got the information from looking at a template, oh, by the way, there's a $3,000 increase per employee in health insurance.
And also the contract that I talked to you about is when you gone that time when the new enrollment date was changed to August 15, 16, 17. You see the big changes.
Well, and have we heard, has anybody notified Governor Ott, the Speaker, anybody, and said, by the way, we need to come talk to you about this because this is a big issue?
Congressman Whitehorn.
Speaker Hamilton, would you please, or would this committee authorize the budget analyst to send a memo to the chair of appropriations? I feel like the appropriations committee really needs to take a look at this, and we need some formal chain that this has been brought up in the when we review the legislative budget, and the appropriations committee needs to be alerted to take a look at this and see what's going on. Somebody needs to take the lead to find out what this is.
So moved.
Should I get that motion?
Second.
Second, right. Congressman Walker, discussion?
I mean, if that's true, that's $1,650,000 increase.
One step forward, two steps back. Move to approve the...
It's incredible.
We have a motion on the table. We're still in discussion. Any more discussion? All in favor, say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Move to approve the legislative branch budget as presented for inclusion in the legislative branch bill, operation expense bill, FY 2017.
We have a motion, maybe we have a second.
Second,
for discussion.
It's just the bill, as we put in the template, we have 24 days to sort through it.
We'll have a chance.
Yeah.
Okay.
That will be what we need in the template.
All right, Mr. Potts, is there anything else you wanted to present, bring to our attention in regards to the budget?
You've been such a good news before.
I'm just telling you how it is. There's no opinion attached to that. I do have a major concern. We've not heard or reached out to FBR in an official capacity to request their portion of the budget that is also a component of the legislative branch operating expenses. So that does need to be done. I do believe that Mr. Corbett's working on it. I don't believe that it's...
Wasn't it due by July 15th?
I don't believe that it's been neglected or forgotten, but it's not been requested in an official capacity to get to this branch.
Congressman Walker.
Has anyone had any communication from Mr. Corbin in the last month regarding next year's budget? Two hands?
I have a budget, but I know that he's recovering from a surgery, and he has not been in the office. He's, I think, just recently come back to the office.
Right, I'm aware of that. So
I definitely think it's on Mr. Corbin's radar. I think it just needs to be requested from the second speaker to kind of make sure we get it here in a timely manner.
No, it's already
Okay, so OFPR falls under the legislative branch.
Is this correct?
Yeah, it's the legislative branch, I think.
Okay.
I mean, part of the OFPR budget. Is OFPR under the legislative branch budget?
Well, we don't have anything other than what we have to vote on.
We're having discussion. May I continue?
Yes.
Does OFPR have any increases? Are they part of the NERV merit relook this year? Is anybody?
They are part of the merit, according to HR.
Do we have any, is there any proposed increases to their salaries? Or, I mean, is there any recommended increases to their salaries based on the market analysis?
I haven't heard anything. Have you heard anything, Mr. Potts?
Not to take anything away from Mr. Corbin's presentation of this budget, I do believe that he is aware of that document and has been given information from HR. And whether he's planning to submit that in his budget, I do not know. But I do know that he's aware of potential increases that have been presented by HR.
So HR has basically handed something over to Mr. Corbin that says, based on our most recent market analysis, these positions have been, their salaries have been determined
to be increased. I don't want to speak for Mr. Corbin, but I believe that something along that line has taken place.
Congressman Edwards?
I'll speak for what I know happened. Under the law, the HR director makes a recommendation. Under the resolution that we passed, we asked the HR director on before July 15th to make a recommendation to the Congress so that we would see it. And as from far as I know, the recommendations were made directly to the directors and not the Congress.
Which results in?
Budgets that have the director's discretion of putting market salary increases or not, in what amount was discretionary, and here we are.
Congressman Whitehorn.
Was that a new law that we just passed this past March?
No.
What law are you referring to then?
The law
the merit law, the pay for performance act, remember how we went through it when we were looking to repeal it? Has language in it that says that the HR director makes the recommendation based on these factors.
And when I was reading through there, unless I missed an amendment, it says he makes it to the appropriate
branch. That's not the director, the department. It would be the chief. That would be the legislature, that would be us, the chief, and the judicial branch.
Congressman Walker?
Well, I would request that we find out, at least reach out to Mr. Corbin's office and say, if there's any increases to your salary, then, you know, they need to know, right?
RJ?
Shannon?
Congressman Edwards?
This was due by July 15th. We were past due on getting it out. I've always been, tried really hard to make sure that we follow the laws that we expect other people to follow. So we need to pass this out now so that it can get prepared. In the meantime, all these other things can happen. But it's going to be Congressional Affairs that would make a proposed change prior to session, and then when session starts, well, whoever appropriations will probably have.
So Mr. Corbin just decides which salary.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
But he didn't submit us anything before the deadline.
Well, I'm just trying to get out.
So using last year.
The reality is, it's not. We don't have it.
That's true. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, let's deal with that.
We have to go with what we have.
We don't have anything.
We do. Don't we have last year's information in there?
That's not a proposed budget for FY17.
Okay, so what do you do when someone doesn't meet the deadline?
We deal.
What's your solution to it?
Get it here ASAP and include any market analysis that results in an increase in salary so we can know it. Then we can determine how we're going to handle it. What's so hard about that?
What's so hard about it is I'm leaving here in 5 minutes and I'm sitting here today. The meeting's called. We know when the deadlines are. We never seem to be able to function. We need to function.
All right, before it comes from the whiteboard, you have your hand up.
Well, I just wanted to say we don't have a PR's budget. That's correct. But I believe our congressional budget was turned in by deadline. Whether it was approved by this committee or not, we did have our budget turned in by the 15th.
I don't know who did it then, because it has to come out of what the rules say. Congressional Affairs has to approve the budget for going into the...
But our budget was here. It was on the table by the 15th.
We just did. We just approved it.
No, we haven't. We're still in discussion because you're wanting to hold it for...
Never said that.
Do we have a motion on the table?
I thought we voted on it. And then I thought we were in discussion about how to handle OFPR's budget. I'm not in favor of folding the budget.
There's a motion.
We voted off to include this, a motion to approve the legislative budget that was presented today and include it in the
table. I just was in discussion about how we can handle OFPR's. Should we have any directive come from the chairperson of Congressional Affairs to Mr. Corbin? I think we should.
Well, can I just say something then? So we don't have, OFPR is part of the legislative branch budget. It has to be in there. You can't just leave it blank. So we need to, what's in there right now?
We just approved the Osage Nation Congress budget.
But my point is, this is only part of the legislative branch budget.
Couldn't agree more.
So I move that we put last year's OFPR budget into the draft for the time being, so that we will have a complete legislative branch budget to work off of.
There's no second, so there's no discussion.
Mm-hmm. Is that a motion? Mm-hmm. Do we have a second?
So we're going to leave half of the bill empty?
Motion dies.
Come on,
that's second.
You're responsible.
I think it's reasonable to consider that the OFPR director just had a heart attack or an open heart surgery. He'll get it to us as soon as possible. That's not unreasonable, Congressman. I mean, what are we doing? What's going to happen?
Here's
why
we
have to send it in a bill already.
Pardon?
Why do we have to send it into a piece of legislation already? We have the budget. We have ours. We're waiting on his. That have to be set in a piece of legislation. We aren't going to visit that until the 6th of September.
Because Well, because people want to meet on it, we actually do get the budgets done well ahead, we get the format done well ahead of time.
I bet we'll have it by the time this committee meets.
Okay, well, we're not going, I hope, we're not just doing what we did before, which was everybody handed us something and we stick it in a bill, which is what's resulted in the past 2 years of having those big problems that we have. So, to me, we need to have something in the bill, make the changes from it based on what congressional affairs, or if the bill actually is already filed, it's not even congressional affairs issue anymore, it's appropriations issue, probably. So, if this body doesn't want any input in it, then fine, I guess.
We'll have input.
Where are we gonna get it?
You'll see.
Mr. Potts? I just don't function.
Do you have anything else to add?
Can I ask a question, something that we talked about at this table before, and that is, this body, I think, would probably be the instigator, but we've talked about doing something with these chambers. I see when I walk up and I look through the glass window there, I see 1, 2, 3 trash cans catching rainwater leaks. So I just want this committee to think about maybe getting some estimates on what we would like to do to our chambers or our offices or the problems in the roof, and get that into an appropriation bill this upcoming FY17 budget, because I'm really tired of our building and our facility being subpar.
We have to ask the second speaker to circulate requests from the members for capital improvements to the Los Angeles Nation Congress offices and chambers.
We got a motion made. We have a second.
Second
by Congressman Nathan. Discussion. Congressman Edwards.
We still have doors that aren't in here. So it's time to quit waiting on the TDLA and start doing
trouble works. I think it's been doing it too.
Do we determine who actually owns this building? I mean, is it the mineral people? Or just done belongs to the Congress?
Or the tribe or the BIA?
No. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
All those opposed? No.
Is that it for today?
That is it for today. We do have a meeting tomorrow morning at 9. HR informed me today we only have one applicant. So the meeting will be probably pretty short tomorrow. I'll move forward with the Sergeant Arms position.
Does she need a guide? Need to adjourn.
Do a second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say yes.
How can
Corporate
adjourn?
Chairman, are we adjourned?
We are.
Yes.
No, we just adjourned. We just adjourned. Yeah, I would reach out to Otto.